Welcome to Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Where I help you go through some of the overlooked health issues that we as women go through during womanhood. Welcome to another episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Today I want to look at another issue that women going through menopause go through day in and day out. And it's one of the most, I think, probably distressing symptoms of menopause. I do find it rather distressing. And it's around memory. It's known as brain fog. And it's one of those challenges that can be really hard to define. So it looks like trouble thinking clearly or solving problems or even making decisions. It might be trouble concentrating or paying attention, forgetfulness, missing appointments, even forgetting names is the main thing, forgetting words, or feeling like you're constantly missing things. And as someone who regularly experiences brain fog, I can tell you that losing, you know, clarity and concentration and memory can be deeply concerning, also frustrating and really kind of terrifying at times. If you haven't personally experienced it, I urge you to have some kind of compassion for clients or friends that you know who are struggling with this. So brain fog can disrupt everyday life and a woman's ability to function both, you know, in the workplace and also at home. She will, like me, worry that others will doubt her and her ability to do her job, or even fear that she's losing her edge, you know, that edge that you have, you fear that you're not quite with it anymore. She might also be concerned about her cognitive health, perhaps afraid that her forgetfulness is a sign of dementia, which many, many women feel. Now, true dementia prior to mid-60s is very, very rare. So regardless, we encourage everyone to get regular medical checkups, including mental and cognitive health assessments. I really do urge you to have that. It can be tempting to avoid these things because, of course, the stigma around mental health, but do go and get a check. Get a check because age-related changes in mental health can be very subtle at first. So early detection can help with any treatments that might be required. So what is really going on here? What does cause brain fog during menopause? But, you know, it's many factors that contribute to this. And as I keep saying, every person is different. But having said that, there are four reasons why brain fog might be an issue for us in midlife. First reason, of course, estrogen and progesterone again keep rearing their ugly heads in menopause. These affect the brain. So most hormones have receptors in the brain. Of course, estrogen and progesterone have these. This means that they can affect, amongst other things, the brain systems involved in learning, memory, planning, reasoning and executive function. So as progesterone and estrogen decline, they affect the brain, and they also have shown to have anti-inflammatory effects on the brain as well. So they support brain cell growth, and they can affect as well blood flow. So it makes sense that when the hormonal changes happen during menopause, the side effects that happen, or the side effects that can happen, are brain fog, forgetfulness and trouble concentrating as a result of this decline. Reason number two for brain fog, poor sleep. You know, we all have poor sleep. We do get insomnia during menopause. And because of this, the next day, you really can't think straight. You can't make a proper decision. So poor sleep can affect your cognition, your understanding. So sleep is crucial for learning. Sleep is crucial for memory, mood regulation, and so much more. So since sleep issues are a very, very common symptom for women in menopause, there's no surprise that women who don't sleep well also struggle with brain fog. And there's reason three, general aging and overall health. I mean, you might ask yourself, or you may wonder, is this menopause or am I just getting older? Well, the answer is, it's a bit of both. Like the rest of your body, our brain can decline with age, right? Some people may simply find that they aren't quite as sharp as they used to be. I know I'm not. Especially with the TV remote. Oh, it's terrible. And my phone. Anyway, further, other health issues such as cardiovascular disease or metabolic syndrome or infectious diseases such as COVID-19 can affect brain health. So depending on your particular situation, there might be a mix of factors contributing to the cognitive changes going on in your brain. But most importantly, let me add that this does not mean that brain fog is permanent or just something that you have to put up with. The point that I'm trying to make is that menopause and overall health play a role in how we feel as we age. So, healthful nutrition strategies can help us feel better while also promoting brain health. Reason four, dietary deficiencies. Nutrition or lack of nutrition may promote cognitive issues like brain fog. So if you've been practicing restrictive eating habits or over-consuming high processed foods, you may be missing out on key nutrients that are necessary for brain function, for healthy brain function. Ultra processed foods have been linked to more inflammation throughout the body, including the brain. So it's best to cut down on those. Fried chicken, fish and chips, that kind of stuff. While you might not have noticed the effects of this when you were younger, now as you're getting much older, you might find that your eating habits are taking a toll on your body. But luckily, some dietary tweaks can go a long way. So with that, we could talk about some nutritional strategies. There are many nutrition behaviours that can improve mental cognition. And this is done by providing the tissues with the nutrients that they need, decreasing inflammation, decreasing stress. These kind of strategies work on many different levels and can help target specific menopause symptoms and also contribute to overall health, especially during midlife. So let's have a look at some of these strategies, but don't consider this a complete list of possible effective solutions. Yeah, but this is just somewhere to start. Eat enough fiber. You might be surprised, but yeah, fiber can actually help you think better. Emerging evidence has shown that microorganisms in our digestive tract play a major role in brain function and in brain health, and they can actually kind of talk to our brain with chemical messages. So the foods that these microorganisms like to kind of munch on are dietary fibers. So let's kind of keep those microorganisms happy, yeah? As much as possible, seek fiber. Get your fiber from minimally processed foods, fruits, veg, beans, and whole grains. Eat enough protein. To put simply, protein helps the brain function effectively. Okay, we often think of protein as a muscle building nutrient, but it's also a key component of the neurotransmitters in the brain, the chemicals that help send signals throughout the nervous system. Without enough protein, our body may have trouble getting the amino acids. The amino acids are the byproducts once protein is broken down. The body may have trouble getting the amino acids it needs to make these chemicals. This may also increase the risk of symptoms like trouble sleeping, poor concentration, low motivation, and yep, you've guessed it, brain fog. Look at eating healthy fats. Fats play an important role in the body, including in the brain. Much of the brain is fatty tissue. So the type of fat we eat can change the composition of the cell membranes. This means that our diet can change the communication between the brain cells. So with more unsaturated fats, you know, the fats from nuts, seeds, fatty fish, the omega-369s, these can help the cell membranes stay fluid and be more able to transport things like important nutrients in and out of the brain. Plus, healthy fats have long been linked to better brain health and, of course, longevity. So I do encourage you to eat, particularly omega-3s. So you can source these from oily fish, from avocados, from egg yolks, nuts, seeds, olives and olive oil. Next, I can talk about alcohol and what the excesses of alcohol can do. So reduce your alcohol content. If you've ever had one too many, you will know that alcohol can make you feel foggy and out of it really the next day. Also, alcohol can make sleep worse, and the lack of sleep can add to your brain fog. Also, long-term moderate alcohol use can increase the risk of damage to the brain. And this would be progressive damage. So if you're already struggling with concentration and mental clarity, reducing alcohol could be a good idea. So I'm not telling you to cut out alcohol, but reduce maybe one or two a week or so. I'm not saying cut things out totally, because I never advocate that. Life is for living. But just, you know, everything in moderation. Eat more low processed foods. Again, I think I've been going on about that for a while. It's better foods for your brain. So less processed foods, especially colourful fruits and vegetables, provide vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, plant nutrients to the brain and decrease inflammation and stress. These foods contain omega-3s, omega-6s, the fatty acids, as well as plant compounds like isoflavones found in soybeans. These mimic or support the action of estrogen. So it's really good to get a lot of these down, because they can minimize your menopause symptoms. But they also often include minerals like iron and zinc, and these support cognitive health during midlife. So it's good to increase your zinc and your iron, also your magnesium. So generally speaking, omega-3s, omega-6 fatty acids and plant compounds are rich in healthy fats, fibre, and in the case of fruits and vegetables, water. So putting it simply, minimal processed foods, low processed foods help to support a healthy, well-functioning brain, while highly processed foods do the opposite. So that's my roundup of why we get brain fog during menopause. And I'm also giving you some tips on how you can reduce this brain fog. But also, do understand that this is not permanent and it can be reversed, especially post-menopause. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Please stay tuned for future episodes, and do please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram at dnice.fitness. That's D-N-Y-C-E. Or via my website, dnicefitness.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have questions of your own, or need advice about your health and well-being, or womanhood in general, please do send them through my way, and I'll respond directly and also in future episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by D-Nice Fitness and produced by the great team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Denise Campbell. Have a wonderful week. Until next time.